Trey O'Neill starting off the game with a couple of threes, and then you got Drew Kite going down low, and a good combination there to get started here tonight.
I played well. I was watching him warm up, and Trey wasn't hitting too much. I was kind of worried. Then, he knocked that first one down. You know, like all good shooters, if you can knock that first shot down, you know, basket gets a little bit bigger.
Well, your team came out 19-9 in that first quarter. Got Holcomb into some foul trouble early on. The aggressiveness, I thought, played off, and you had to be pretty happy with your defensive effort holding Holcomb, a team that's averaging 66 points a game, into the 30s.
Our guys have been working harder. I mean, and, you know, we kind of drilled through their sets a little bit yesterday, hoping to, you know, have a little bit of a clue. And, you know, for the most part, we did a pretty good job. We had slippage on an out-of-bounds play that drives us crazy. And then we had, we didn't check out, you know, on a kind of a quick-hitting secondary break for them about two or three times where they got some nice looks on the inside that, you know, kind of drives you crazy too. But, you know, Holcomb's solid. And, you know, of course, yeah, they miss Heath, you know, Tucker. You know, but at the same time, you know, I thought our kids are, you know, taking a little bit more pride in their defense and are starting to play a little harder and, you know, getting after people.
Well, I thought your inbounds plays are pretty good tonight. You guys executed them really well, especially the couple times you hit Drew Kite open on the inbounds in that first half and then hitting some out in the open around the perimeter there.
They did. They did a good job, you know, running them. And, you know, the main option of an inbounds play, of course, isn't to score. I mean, it's to get the ball inbounds. But, you know, if we execute and we score one out of every two or three times, you know, we'll definitely take those. But, you know, the bad thing is, you know, once you run them, you know, and somebody else gets your film, you know, they're going to have them scattered out pretty good, because we need to do a better job of probably running more out-of-bounds plays out of the same set, you know, instead of, you know, our 1-3 set, it's going to be this play. And, you know, it's a – you know, if you do your homework, you should have a little bit of an idea what's coming sometimes.
Well, Scott City gets the victory there tonight, and really a pretty good balanced scoring attack. He ended up with three players in double figures there. Drew Kite, he was a little bit below his average, but still he did a lot of things. I thought the kid that was all over the court, it seemed like, tonight and continues to do that is Tyler Hess.
Ty does a good job. I mean, gets his hands on the ball a lot. You know, our guards, I think, kind of frustrate their guards early with a lot of deflections up top. And, you know, it was Ty and Trey and, you know, when guys come off the bench a little bit and kind of helped us out there too. You know, Brett had some steals on some deflections on some passes into the post that, you know, allowed us to, you know, stay out of foul trouble with our post guys. You know, so, I mean, if you work hard on defense, you know, good things will come to you. If you get lazy, you know, you either get in foul trouble or you give up a lot of points. So, well, you know, our D looked pretty good tonight.
We have one more tune-up here before you hit the Dodge City Tournament Champions. You're going to be facing at home on Friday Colby, a team that's struggling a bit this year. They'll be 0-6 coming into town on Friday night. And what are some things maybe you want to work on to take into that game on Friday night?
Well, I thought we kind of left some stuff out on the floor as far as points tonight in the secondary break and just some things that we can clean up. You know, we told them, you know, day by day, let's get a little bit better practice by practice. You know, clean up one area of concern, and you know, we're going to get close to, you know, being pretty good.
All right, you guys go to 6-0 on the year, 3-0 in GWAC. Nice win on the road here against the number 4 team in Class 3, the Holcomb Longhorns. Coach, thanks for joining us here tonight, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks. You know, like we told our kids, it's always better, you know, when you play the main competition, if you can jump up on top and, you know, be looking down at somebody instead of trying to chase them. So this way you don't have to rely on somebody else doing your work for you. But the kids played well. So thanks, Adam. We had a good crowd tonight, too. You know, pretty vocal. And, you know, our kids appreciate, you know, the crowds. And, you know, like to play in front of a noisy gym. So, you know, hopefully they keep on coming.